Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others and by their own hands. Venerable Kalsang Wangdu. Geraldine Harvey, Carolyn Marley, Dorje Tsering, Estelle Winstead, Boomer the Dog, Mira the Cat, Napoleon the Cat, Seymour the Dog, Skibo the Dog, Spike the Cat. Job Search, E.B., Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Lindsay Piatti, Sarai, Pooja Shah, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabdi Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Kandala, Venerable Turkula, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, thank you. Jim Austin, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Daily Bullis, Bunko, Yuki Boros, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Ted Domi, Tashi Doma, Mildred Gruge, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, family of Geraldine Harvey, David Hines, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dallin Sue Johnston, Zara Jones, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, George Kolar, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, R.M., family of Carolyn Marley, Wilbert Martin, Elvia Mahian family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Jamine Pandya, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan, and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Bond Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Jim Sartoris, Lobsang Thubten, family of Dorje Tsering, Dion Washington, family of Estelle Winstead, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorje and Kadra the Pigs. Is it in there? Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, these Medicine Buddha mantras are dedicated for the long, healthy, happy life of all the Sangha and lay practitioners, friends of Kadama Center, and especially for Kandala, who is scheduled to have x-rays and surgery. In the near future. And also for Lama Tsongpa Rinpoche, all our teachers who are manifesting illness, old age. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. Om namo bhagavate bekanje guru bediriya tabarataya tatagataya arate samyaksam buddhaya teyata om bekanje bekanje maha bekanje bekanje raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bekanje guru bediriya tabarataya tatagataya arate samyaksam buddhaya teyata om bekanje bekanje maha bekanje bekanje raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bekanje guru bediriya tabarataya tatagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya teyata om bekanje bekanje maha bekanje bekanje raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tatakataya arhate samyaktam zudaya teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samgate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tatakataya arhate samyaktam zudaya teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante Maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samgate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tatakataya arhate samyaktam buddhaya teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samgate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tatakataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Teyata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante Rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze,Maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze,Samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha, teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze,Bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Ta om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.Samugate soha. Ta om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze,Maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha. Teata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rata samugate soha.
Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Ta Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekante Bekante Maha Bekante Bekante Radha Samugate Soha
May the merit created through reciting these medicine Buddha mantras remove all obstacles to liberation from samsara and great enlightenment and rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land for all sentient beings. Please may the pledge you may write put upon all sentient beings right now. May all my pure prayers succeed immediately. So in the blue textbook, the last verse that Geshe-la taught on was LC 89 on page 146 in the blue retreat book. So we'll probably, I don't know if he will review LC89, but the new one is LC90 on page 146. So in the gold prayer book, please turn to page 27. Let's chant this seven-limb prayer at the top.
Gosum gu pe gone cha te lo nye sham yi tu che kin ma lu tog me ne sa di tu tang che sha che ma ye wa nam la
Now turn to page 97 in the gold book. 97, and at the bottom you see short mandala offering, so this is that.
Sashi perki shu
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will recite Vajrasana Mantra, maybe 21 times. So Vajrasana Mantra.
So on page 64 in the gold book.
So maybe Lamala will recite the stanza. I think it's good to know to learn that stanza, okay? That's one stanza before you recite Mani mantra. That's one stanza before you recite Vajrasana mantra. That's stanza before you recite Medicine Buddha mantra. And it's also good to learn that, you know? So then you like, don't need to feel like that you have to do whole sadhana, you know, you can just recite the stanza, and you know, and stanza, then you can do, you know, right after that you can recite the mantra. So, so in the Vajrayana practice, so anyway, so
it's printed in the book.
Huh?
Someone, Sarah added it in there, so it's at the top of page 64.
Okay.
So we can all recite it.
Okay. So right after the reciting the stanza, then you know, try to picture, okay, Buddha Vajrasattva, try to picture whatever is comfortable for you. So there's no two types of image, two different kind of image, one with the concert, one without concert. So you can visualize either one of them, okay, either one of them. Oh, right after the stanza, then just try to, like I say, visualize the image, you know, little bit. So then after that, we recite the mantra. Oh.
Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus do you unsurpass Vajrasattva and make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Teno Bhati Shati No Nebhava Shuto Kayo Nebhava Subho Kayo Nebhava Anurakto Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Neprayasa Sarva Karma Shishame Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tadha Vajramame Mudo Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasato Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasato Tenopati Jagidom Nebhava Sudo Kayo Nebhava Subo Kayo Nebhava Anurakto Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Nebhraya Sarva Karma Susame Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakata Vajramame Mudam Vajrambhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasato Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasato Tenopati Shadido Nebhava Sudo Kayo Nebhava Subo Kayam Nebhava Anurakto Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayasya Sarva Karma Susamne Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakata Vajramame Mudam Vajramava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasato Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasato Tenopati Shadidam Nebhava Sudo Kayam Nebhava Subo Kayam Nebhava Anurakto Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Neprayat Sarva Karma Susamne Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathagata Vajramame Mudam Vajrambhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasato Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasato Tenopati Shadidam Nebhava Sudo Kayam Nebhava Subo Kayam Nebhava Anurakto Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Neprayata Sarva Karma Susamne Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathagat Vajramame Mudam Vajrambhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasato Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasato Tenopati Shadidam Nebhava Sudo Kayam Nebhava Subho Kayam Nebhava Anurakto Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Neprayat Sarva Karma Susamne Siddham Shriyam Kuruhum
Anuradhyo Nebhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutra Me Chidam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakas Badam Amimuzam Badam Bhavama Samaya Sato Ahum Pe Om Bhaja Sato Samaya Manipalaya Bhaja Sato Tino Bhati Sati Dome Bhava Suto Kaya Me Bhava Subha Kaya Me Bhava Anuradho Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Sudan Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakata Bhagam Amimuzam Bhagam Bhavama Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Bhaja Sato Samaya Manya Palaya Bhaja Sato Tenopa Tita Dido Me Bhava Sudo Kayo Me Bhava Subo Kayo Me Bhava Anuradho Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Sita Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakata Bhagam Amimuzam Bhagam Bhavama Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Bhaja Sato Samaya Manipalaya Bhaja Sato Tino Bhati Dati Dome Bhava Sudo Kaya Me Bhava Subo Kaya Me Bhava Anuradho Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Sito Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakata Bhagam Amimuzam Bhagam Bhavama Samaya Sato Ahum Pe Om Bhaja Sato Samaya Manipalaya Bhaja Sato Tina Bhati Shadi Dome Bhava Suto Kaya Me Bhava Subo Kaya Me Bhava Anuradho Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitta shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat bhagam amimuzam bhagam bhavama samaya sato ahum pe om bhaja sato samaya manipalaya bhaja sato tino pati sadi dome bhava suto kayo me bhava subho kayo me bhava Anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutame chitta shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat bhajama me mulam bhajam bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te
So the breaking pledge or samaya or breaking vows or you know, like any kind of negative karmas, you know, created by not knowing, okay, not knowing that the Mishya Mongwai. So not knowing or you know, out of ignorance, you know, out of ignorance. So that the Mishya Mongwai Tamjilinagas. Out of ignorance or not knowing. It's quite important, no? Not knowing or out of ignorance or not knowing. Or those karma is going to be lighter, you know, lighter. Those negative karma is going to be lighter because it's done like, you know, not intentionally, or just like pretty much unintentional, you know, not knowing or out of ignorance. So any, you know, breaking pledge, samaya, vows, so on and so forth, in the past, in the present, in the future, three times, you know, negative karma. In front of, you know, Buddha, Vajrasattva, sincerely, genuinely, you know, purifying them, okay? The power of, you know, the power of the will or, like, determinations to purify, you know, all the negative karma. So, carefully visualize, you know, deep down from, you know, devotion to Buddha Vajrasattva, then top of that, not just that, and top of that, you know, the will to, like, rise there. strong, no strong will to purify them, no purify them. Together with that, so then you know, deep down from your heart, visualize the Buddha Vajra calling your name, oh my fortunate child. All your negative karma, you know, three times negative karma, has been completely purified. Then your body spirit become, body spirit and mind become one with Buddha Vajrasattva, body spirit and mind. Oh. Or your body spirit and mind become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva, body spirit and mind. Okay? The first one is become one with Buddha Vajrasattva, Buddha Vajrasattva's body spirit and mind. Or so your body spirit and mind become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva's body spirit and mind. So, and also, you know, while you are reciting the mantra, if you can remember the four powers, you know, four powers. So, if you can, you know, like, while you are reciting Buddha Vajrasattva mantras, if you can, you know, like, remind yourself the four powers, you know, which is quite critical to purify, So this is really, really powerful. The most powerful purification practice, no? The most powerful purification practice. Even though there are, you know, many different types of purification practice, but Vajrasattva mantra is the most powerful purification practice, no? So then, you know, a lot of merit has been created. So that's the beautiful of doing practice together. We each one will get benefit, not just saying the mantra, you know, so you say, then someone else here, there's a multiple benefit, you know, multiple benefit. So then, you know, there are many, many also like beings that we can't see, you know, from all this, you know, our eyes, you know, there are many, many beings around, so though they also hear, so, you know, also just, you know, yeah, hearing the Vajrasattva mantra does purify, or remembering Buddha Vajrasattva name or image purifies. So then recite the mantra, you know, so then your voice, I hear, my voice, you hear, my voice, you hear. So then there's a lot of, I said, multiple benefit, you know, during practice as a group, there's a multiple benefit, okay? So maybe everybody is nice, so maybe now start to recite Vajrasattva mantra. So, you know, there are, you know, like a few, like some people, you know, they managed to see Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, they have karma to see Shakyamuni Buddha, and not just, you know, some people have karma to see, but does not have karma to receive teachings, even, you know, Buddha's lifetime. In the Buddha's lifetime, some people have karma to see Buddha, but not karma to receive teachings. Some people have, you know, not just karma to see, but also have karma to receive teachings. And some people not just receive teachings, they have karma to, you know, liberate themselves in the Buddha's lifetime. But, you know, we, you know, didn't have chance to see Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, directly, or receive teaching directly from Shakyamuni Buddha. But, you know, we have karma, incredible karma, to meet Buddha's teaching. So, see, some people have, you know, karma to meet Buddha's teaching, but, you know, there's no interest to practice. They have karma to meet Buddha's teaching, but they have no interest to practice Buddha's teaching, or not have no interest to implement the teaching of their day-to-day life. So many people has been liberated, you know, relying on or following Buddha's teachings. So then there are people who who has no karma to meet Buddha's teaching at all. So anyway, so that, you know, is something to rejoice, or something to rejoice that meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching is not that easy, One of the Panchen Lamas, his students, you know, requesting Panchen Lama, I think it's the second Panchen Lama, requesting Panchen Lama that make sure that, you know, when he dies, he goes to, you know, one of the pure land. The Panchen Lama said, okay, you know, probably it's doable. So then he has another request, you know, can you please make sure that I meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching next time? Lama said, no, I cannot guarantee. It's not that easy. So you are meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, you know, so that you are the one who created the karma, to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. When you read Lam Rim teaching, it's very clear that the Lam Rim teachings, meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings is not that easy at all. So, even though somebody can guarantee your next life you are going to be born pure land, but that very person cannot promise that you'll meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching next life. It's not that easy. So anyways, you create incredible karma, you know, to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. It's not something small. Not just that, you know, so then have, you know, interest, you know, some kind of interest to put them into practice. That's quite amazing. So then, you know, Buddha's teaching will be disappeared after, you know, so now it's been like 2,650 years or something like that. No, it will remain in our lore in the world 5,000 years. You know, so out of 5,000, now probably 2,650 is probably 50 or 60 is gone. It's gone. So now there's only remaining like 2,000 something. So then after that, there will be no Buddha's teaching. So then after that, you know, there will be human beings, but no, those human beings will not meet Buddha's teachings. So there are so many people who have been liberated by Buddha's teachings, and by so many people have come out to meet Buddha's teachings, you know, but not completely liberated, but, you know, for those, you know, there's a better chance that, you know, those people who made some kind of karmic connection to Buddha's teachings, there's a better chance, you know, there's a chance to meet Maitreya Buddha's teachings when the Maitreya Buddha come back. There's a very good chance that you may be liberated by that, you know. My point here is, you know, that incredible karma has been created. Incredible karma has been created somehow. So, don't know exactly, but probably don't need to know. It's good karma has been created. You know? Some incredible karma has been created. So something to rejoice, okay, something to rejoice, no? So something to rejoice, no? So we could liberate it, no? Before Buddha's teachings ends. So now that's like 2,000 something years. Then you are talking about like multiple life, no? Multiple lives, not just one life, but multiple life. So you could be liberated, no? You could be liberated, even though you didn't get a chance to see the Buddha directly, but you could be liberated. No? If not, there's a very good chance in the Maitreya Buddha's time, first time, you know, the group of people is going to be liberated, relying on Maitreya Buddha's teachings. You know, like, when right after Maitreya Buddha comes, so there's a group of people are going to be liberated first, then probably there's a number, you know, first, second, third. There's a very good chance that, you know, believe we'll be in that, you know, first group, you know. So something to, you know, also to feel good about, okay? Just want to, you know, remind you, that's all. So nothing new that you don't know. So you already know that, just want to remind you. Otherwise, you know, sometimes, you know, like, oh, it feels like, you know, it's good to remember that, you know, how incredible karma has been created, you know, just meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, you know, and when you read the Lam Rim, it's very clear, you know, so meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings is not that easy. Then probably the same, probably, you know, it's like to seeing Lama Tsongkhapa's image, all of that. So now back to the Lambim section in Guru Puja. Tendula, where we stop?
Verse LC 89 on page 146.
89? So in the Guru Puja sections, you know, we finish small scope. You know, there's not much words, verses, stanzas, because this, you know, this is very condensed. So when you read the Lamrim, then there's, you know, like a lot of pages about small scope, there's kind of page about middle scope. In the Guru Puja, like everything's condensed. It's kind of like, how is it, summarized. Whole Lamrim has been summarized into... So therefore, you know, like, reading a Lamrim, so, you know, I did encourage... there are number of people at the center who probably memorize foundations of all the good qualities. Oh? So then some of them, you know, memorize whole Lamrim outline. I requested they memorize. Who get benefit? The person who memorized, they get benefit, no? Yeah, I do get some merit because I encourage them. So, yeah, there's 84,000 scriptures that Buddha taught. You know, see all these books. You know, first of all, it's hard to read all of them. That's not just 100 pages. That's like thousands and thousands of pages. You know? So Lamrim is like, you know, 84,000 scriptures summarized into Lamrim. That's what it is, Lamrim. So when you read, you get equal benefit of reading all these 84,000 scriptures. Why? Because there's, you know, 84,000 scriptures, you know, is like summarized into Lamrim, you know. Teaching, you get equal benefit of, you know, teaching 84,000 scriptures. Thinking, you get equal benefit of thinking about entire Buddha teachings. Remembering, you get equal benefit of remembering 84,000 scriptures. You know, even just one time, I'm not saying every day, even just one time, through the period, turn down Nyebe Chang, so, listening, reading, thinking, even just one time, you get equal benefit, equal amount of merit, reading, or thinking, or teaching 84,000 scriptures that Buddha taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. Oh. It creates a huge amount of merit. Lama Tsongkhapa said, therefore, you should think. No, you must think. If that's the case, just think, you know. Think importance of reading Lamrim, thinking about Lamrim, talking about Lamrim. Memorizing Lamrim, no. If there's that much benefit, Lama Tsongkhapa said, must think. Think means, you know, that Lamrim is, you know, like studying Lamrim is very important, no. So, therefore, in the Guru Puja part, you know, there's only a couple of stanzas dedicated to small scope, then there's a couple of stanzas dedicated to the middle scope. Just reading this section, the Lamrim section in the Guru Puja, just that, focus on that, you get equal benefit, no? You get equal benefit, okay? Nyamda Dova, now the stanza number 89, Nyamda Dova, Digun Dagima, Yaya, Tiji Chambi, Susan, Dibibula, Tsirman, Jiminji Jiva, Nyamda Dova, Digun Dagima, so how to open your heart towards all living beings. This is now great scope, it's called Mahayana. Great scope Mahayana. Maha means big. Yana is path, big path, great path. Mahayana means in that path is all about the welfare of other sentient beings. Oh? It's all about welfare of other sentient beings. Oh? You get immense benefit, you know, it's hard, nothing's easy. Even the cleaning is not easy. Going around the legs is not easy. Making tea is not easy, you know. But, you know, so like, how to achieve everlasting happiness, it's already there, answer is already there. It's not like there's no way to do. Guidelines already there, instructions already there. So now question is whether we follow them seriously, how serious or not, it's up to us, you know. There's a book, The Liberation in your palm of your hand. Number locks, you know. Yeah, liberation is here, you know, it's not like somewhere there, you know, it's here. You know, it's up to us. So Nyanta Dova Digun Daki Maso, Yaya teaches and truth on this. In the Mahayana teachings, there's no how to generate altruistic attitude. You know, there has to be instructions how to do that. This is one of the instructions. Nyanta Dova Digun Daki Maso, Yaya teaches and truth on this. Having considered how all this miserable being had been my mother, that's what it's called, Nyamdadwa Digundagimma. You think about life, life, there's like body, and there's brain, and there's something else called consciousness, mind, consciousness. So now, slowly, even the scientists start to talk about consciousness. I'm not sure how much they know about consciousness, but they start to talk about consciousness. Body's got a mind. There's sometimes there's a program like mind, body, spirit. Sometimes there's like some kind of program. See, body, mind, body. Huh?
Body, mind, spirit.
Body, mind, spirit. Spirit. Mind, body. Anyway, consciousness. this is like, this is very much, this piece of teaching is very much dependent on life has no beginning. Death theory or as a philosophy, life has no beginning. When you think about consciousness, consciousness, then the twirling, outside the twirling, cycle of life, cycle called samsara, cycle of life, the cycle of life, then the first moment of consciousness, when it, takes birth in the mother womb, that's the first moment of consciousness. Where did consciousness come from? What is the cause of that consciousness, So that's the, logic, the logic, finding the cause of the first moment of consciousness, cause. So then that leads to life before this. So no beginning, so many things happen so many times. So many things have all kind of things happen. So many, not just one time, so many times, limitless time, It's not just happening, beginning of something happening here, So many things happen, all kind of things happen, And not just one time, many, many times, So that's the one way to open up your heart towards all living beings. Having considered all these miserable beings have been mothers, and have raised me in kindness again and again. Nyanda dua digun tagi ma iya yang tiji jambe susan deso. This is the lamrim or mayana way of opening or generating altruistic attitude. If you have something else, it's good, you know, you can use that, you know. You don't have to just use this. If you haven't used to, you know, like, to generate altruistic attitude towards all living beings, if you have any other instructions that will help you to do that, you know, then also okay to use. The point here is how to relate yourself in positive way towards all living beings, positive way towards all living beings. So that's the instruction, that's the one kind of instructions that, you know, helps you to generate altruistic attitude, okay? Have raised me kindness again and again. As I mentioned, it's easy, it's not easy. Nothing is easy, it's not easy, no? I seek your blessing to develop effortless compassion, so. Like that of loving mother, of precious loving mother for her precious child. Blessing means right now, you know, my mind, I don't see that. My mind, what I see, oh, she's my friend, I see, oh, he's my enemy, or she, I don't care, you know, I don't care, there's no stranger, I don't know, you know, it's just there, you know, like that, you know. So our mind is not equal, no, not equal, no. So much attachment towards close one, relative, family, and you know, so much hatred towards enemies, and you know, there's not empathy towards strangers, you know, they don't care. So, you know, there's so much things to develop, slowly, you know. Begin with, you know, loved one, close one, begin with the close one, so then slowly extend towards, like, you know, stranger, then from there to enemy, you know. There's a profound reason why one should see someone who is bothering you all the time, see that person as a teacher. It's been mentioned in the mind training text. If somebody can do that, and that person get immense benefit. Even just, you know, repeating the word, while you're driving a car, if you repeat a certain word, you know, it does help, you know, if you just repeat this word, you know, while you're driving, you know, more likely you will lose your patience. More likely, you know, because you are thinking something positive, you know. Otherwise, you know, because this mind is not trained to think something like that, you know, so easy to get disturbed, it doesn't require much. It's easy to get disturbed right away, you know. Could be a person that you dearly love, close one, loved one. Your mind is easy to disturb, you know, like that. You can imagine that somebody you don't know, you know, so then that person does something, then your mind gets just like, you know, it's like almost like atom bomb about to explode all the time, you know. It's about to explode, you know, like that. So anyway, Cholam Kundu Sikhi Jam is, through all our behavior, that you can train your mind verbally. What it means? It means, you know, you are thinking about some stanza, or you are saying the same time thinking, not just, you know, saying, you know, saying, or not just saying. Otherwise, the Buddha said, "Ala, ala, ala." You know, no meaning, you know, so just like la 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 la, and then, you know, just saying the word, not really thinking. If you say something, then if you think, so that's like, you know, like portraying your mind, you know, so blessing means right now it's so hard to do that. Blessing means please transform transform my attitude, transform my way of thinking, just transform, you know, transform. That's the meaning of blessing. Blessing means transform, you know. If you can do that, you know, repeating certain words in your head, you are receiving blessing, you know. There's a blessing. If there's no change, mind, no matter how much you receive teachings, how many, there's no change in mind. If your mind become, if your heart become like hot desert, there's nothing will grow, nothing will grow, you know. You can put some stone in the water 100 years, when you take it out, it's like same, it's not, no, it's hot, no, it's like that. So, blessing, okay, transformations, transformation in our thinking, oh. Like that, like that of the loving mother for her precious child. No? We will get there. We'll get there. Don't think, oh, right now I can't do that. We'll get there. That's how enlightened beings begin, like us, just full of, you know, like negative mind, and slowly, 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 there, you know, change. Slow, so not right, not overnight. There's nobody get enlightened overnight. So far in the history, it never happened. It's not going to happen probably in the future. Slowly, 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 slowly. You know, then slowly change happens. Slowly, slowly, seven happens. Slowly, slowly, small, small, not just huge. You know, small, slowly, 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 slowly. Oh. Attitude, then attitude change, you know, so then, then you see people, then it's all, that reminds you certain word in Lamrim, when you see people, you know, this kind of reminds you, you know, and you kind of stop yourself before you ask something, you then stop yourself or rethink, well, that's progress. Even though you can act right away, but you know, you stop yourself, you think, oh, probably, you know, that's making my life more miserable, so probably should not do that, you know. Then you back up, then you rethink. Then, you know, like, that's how, So there, you know, like, as I said, this is summary of Lamrim. When you open, there's no probably just this stanza, we can talk probably a couple of days, you know, probably will not finish, you know. You better to move on. Yeah. So then, there's a generating, this title is called Generating Compassion and the Foundation of the Mayana Path. What is the foundation of the Mayana Path? Compassion. Compassion is the foundation of the Mayana Path. No compassion, no bodhicitta, no bodhicitta, no enlightenment, no? Compassion is the root cause of bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, you know, like the compassion is the root cause of bodhicitta. So now there's instructions. There's two types of instructions, probably you are familiar. One is called seven cause and one result. And one is called exchanging self with others. There's two different instructions. From those practicing, those implementing those instructions, this way to develop bodhicitta. Okay, bodhicitta. There's two types of instructions. Why there's two? There's two different lineage. When you practice, you can practice both. You can, you know, mix them. But when you teach, you have to teach them separately because there's two separate lineage. Oh. There are no seven causes, one result. Then there's also another called Bhakti Nyamje, exchanging self with others, you know, being in other people's shoes. That's how I say, being in other people's shoes, you know. So now the second stanza. Generating conviction of bodhicitta and developing equanimity between self and others. That's another instance here, huh? That dunga thamu samaya meditation, so. Lot of benefits, you know, if we think this in every day, not just say, if you just think, pick up some stanza today from here, then tomorrow, if you pick that, stay with that, repeat that in your mind. Or if you become, then maybe in a couple of days you can pick another stanza and see how that change your attitude. How much that change your attitude. Slowly it will change your attitude. So now here, generating compassion of Buddhism, Dunga Samutsame Meditation, Delam Name, Chosen Member, Dada Shala Chaba, Shedeka Vajavajan, Dunga Samutsame Meditations. There's no difference between myself and other. There's no differences between myself and other. Other, regardless. American, Tibetan, Asian, Christian, Islam, Muslim, whatever. Other, it's other, like there are other living beings. There's no difference between, this is very, very powerful word. This is really, really powerful word. There's no difference between myself and others. Here we are not talking about education, wealth, look. No, this is not. This difference is like secondary level difference. Fundamentally, there's no difference. Fundamentally, these are secondary level difference. So much emphasis is being put there. That's not good. Fundamental level, there's no difference between you and me. There's no difference myself and others. No difference. None of us wish for even a slightly of suffering. Dunga Thamutsame Meditation, there's the word Tibetan word, Dunga Thamutsame Meditation. None of us wish for even the slightest of suffering. Is that true? It's very true. All is ever contained with happiness we have. Dela Name Chosen Nobody. No, Dela Name Chosen Nobody. No? Same. No? These two lines, fundamentally same. Realizing this, realizing this, I seek your blessing that I may generate joy for the happiness of others. Number wise, you are only one. Other is limitless. In this room, just think about, you think of you, just as one. Then there's all other people, So, said, like, cherishing others is a draw to all the happiness, Not just say the word, they're saying in Tibetan, say the gentle word from your mouth. At the same time, to reflect the gentle meaning of the gentle word. So then that become meditations. That is what meditation is. That is meditation. Meditation doesn't mean you have to sit like this. No. Meditation is something you can do 24 hours. You can do while you're cleaning, while you're doing things, you can do meditation. No, meditation doesn't mean... some form of meditation does require sitting. Meditation does not mean you have to sit. You don't have to sit. When you think some gentle word, like positive word, when you're saying something positive word, at the same time, when you're thinking... So if you are not satisfied, if you are not content, maybe time to sing a Rolling Stone. I can get no satisfaction. Just sing that, then you know. Yeah, that's like not exactly like that. No, it's been already there in like hundred way before Rolling Stone began. The word is already there, but people don't know how to say it. But they put it in a very nice and people now remember. I can get no satisfaction. Yeah, that's very true. In samsara, that's the, what it is. Sometimes they are translated, seeking samsaric pleasure is draw to all the suffering. That's not really right translation, Not seeking, Yeah, of course, you have to seek. pleasure or happiness, you know, what we call happiness, but actually it is not really happiness, no. Really happiness is like more you enjoy, it increases. That's a really happiness, uncontaminated happiness. That is really, really true happiness. The more you enjoy, it increases, no. That's all the happiness that you develop through your mind thinking, no. All the others, you know, like when you sit down, you know, you sit down a long time, hours, then you can hurt, you know. Then you stand up, kind of feel good, but that's not really happiness. If you stand there 1 hour, that happiness will become problems. No, this is not really, this contaminated happiness. Sajik dawa, oh, very changeable. You know, it happened there. You know, but standing, you know, standing when you sit a long time, so then it hurts. Then when you stand up, it feels kind of good. But the problem is not obvious, but it's already there. You know, then you sit, stand there 1 hour, then slowly it's become more obvious. It's already there, right from the beginning. It's already there. It's already there. This is all wonderful, powerful words. If we manage to think, say and think, it will change our thinking. Huh? That's where really happiness comes. Really happiness comes from mind. Not like eating something or doing something. But really happiness comes within the mind. You know? Really comes. Realization, all of that, is like quality of the mind. It's not the quality of the body, or it's quality of the mind. Huh? No, there's no difference between myself and other. Fundamentally, there's no difference between myself and other. None of us wish for even the slightest of suffering. So why? Why? The question is why? No? Why are people being mean to each other? Why are people killing people? Why are people cheating people? All of that, no? Something, no? Some understanding is lacking, no? None of us wish for even the slightest of suffering, no? Or is even content with the happiness we have, realizing this, I seek your blessing, that may I generate joy for the happiness of others, or happiness of others. Oh. No, this is all part of the mental quality. This is not like, it's all thinking. Oh. So it needs to train, you know, it's not the thing. Right now it's not like that, but eventually, you know, like, our things will be like that. Okay, this is like, generating conventional bodhicitta, developing equanimity between self and others. Oh. What is conventional bodhicitta? There's two types of bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta is very much developed, you know, observing the difficulties people are going through, you know. It's not necessarily thinking of, oh, these people are, you know, like not understanding emptiness, therefore, you know, like, it's not like, you know, there's nothing to do with emptiness. It's just observing difficulties people experience. Then you develop compassion, so that the compassion, you know, eventually that compassion will lead you to bodhicitta. So that bodhicitta is called conventional bodhicittas. So this is all here. So then ultimate bodhicitta, I'm not sure if it will come or not. Maybe it'll come sometime, some other times. So, but anyway, I'm going to tell you. Ultimate bodhicitta is like, you are thinking of the root cause of, you know, all the complications that we experience, all the complications, you know, things doesn't go the way we want, you know, all kind of complications, you know, aging, you know, sicknesses, all kinds of complications. Being part of samsara, all kind of coming. What is the root cause of that? According to Buddhism, the root cause is not knowing, like self-grasping mind. The mind the grass itself. Very tightly, we have no clue about self. What is self? There's no clear idea, you know. Everybody talk about I. No, right from the beginning, when they say I, not have clear idea what I is or self is. So then from there, then my, no, then, you know, like that. So then from that point of view, then you develop, you know, compassion towards all living beings. Oh, fortunately, I have some understanding of emptiness. Oh, but when I look around, you know, these people have no idea about emptiness. You know, so how they are going to overcome from the root of samsara. So then from there, you develop compassion. So then, you know, that compassion eventually will produce bodhicitta. That bodhicitta is totally supported by wisdom realizing emptiness. That's called ultimate bodhicitta. Okay? It's not here. It will probably come later. Probably not here. But that's what is ultimate bodhicitta. Two types of bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Oh. So, that reminds me of one story, like in Tibet, Ganden Tiba, you know. Ganden, that's Gelugpa traditions, that's the highest direct position you can get. Ganden refers to Tushita, where now Lama Tsongkhapa is teaching in the Tushita realms. No? So one of the pure lands, Tushita realms. That's like Ganden Tiba, that's the highest ranking position in Gelugpa tradition called Ganden Tiba. First one is Lama Tsongkhapa, is the first Ganden Tiba. The second one, his another disciple, Gyatso Rinpoche. Then third one, the younger one. Then from there, now like 160 something, I don't remember the exact number, but you know. But now, current one, he's like 160 something. Anyway, one of them in Tibet, back in Lhasa. So he's worried, you know, he's so worried about all the merchant in the Lhasa. You've been to Lhasa, right? There's like small market around the Chogon temple. Chogon, there's a holy, very holy site in Tibet, Chogon temple. Around there, there's a lot of market. So he decided, okay, he'll go to the market and he's just, you know, like asking them, anybody sell emptiness? Tongbanyi, that's in the Tongbanyi, you know, that's a sacred word. That's, he thought it's so important for them to hear the word emptiness. These people have no idea of emptiness. He decided to go there. He just asked, "Oh, anybody do you sell emptiness?" People have no idea what he's asking. But his purpose is just them to hear the word emptiness. He said that's in the benefit. That leaves some kind of imprint, and he's hoping that imprint will ripe at some time, you know. So he just shouting that. Do anybody sell emptiness? No, so like that. So that's in the ultimate bodhicitta. Okay, ultimate bodhicitta. So now I will introduce 5 minutes before the time. So then I want to all of us to recite some medicine Buddha mantra for Kandala. You know, she's in the hospital. So recite some medicine with the mantra for Kandala. Okay? Kandala Vana Arnan. Father God. Training the mind is a common path of the practitioner of the highest capabilities. Develop bodhicitta. Then, that's all the finish. Exchanging self with others, contemplating the faults of self-cherishing mind. So this Rani Chinji Guba Kunji Go Manam Chinzo Hide Kunji Shi. This chronic disease of cherishing myself, you know, self-cherishing. So, probably a lot of you probably know this. A long time ago, I'm taught one class, maintaining text, like in the upstate New York, like Woodstock, with the drummer Robert Thurman. So he talked 20 minutes, I talked 20 minutes, we take time. So that's one of the Lojong texts. So all this, still now, my pronunciation is not that good. But, even then it's worse. So I've been teaching, so then he's sitting there, I'm sitting here, so then there's people there listening. So then I, say, self-cherishing, like chronic disease, chronic disease. I've been saying that, and the Robert Thomas is looking kind of funny to me, kind of looking at, and his eyes kind of look scary too. Then finally I said, Gisela, what are you saying? He keeps hearing that self-cherishing is calling Jesus. That's what I'm saying. But I'm not saying that, I'm saying calling Jesus. But maybe so my pronunciation is so bad, so he couldn't understand. Then finally he said, okay. So he thought I'm calling Jesus. Self-cherishing mind is calling Jesus. This chronic disease of self-cherishing myself, so that is like not just self-cherishing, self-cherishing myself, same. Cherishing myself, cherishing myself. It's not as a, his oldness put it like as a, that's attitude, my way, highway, attitude. It's not like taking care of yourself's problem. Yeah, if you don't take care of yourself, you are never going to get enlightened. You just sit around, don't do anything, then you are never get enlightened. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to change ourselves. but this is like, this has negative connotations. This is negative connotations. Or if you are crying for my happiness, that's very good. It's not good, it's like, it makes me feel good, If I need to cry for you, so that's disastrous. No good. That kind of attitude, If you are doing all the cleaning or laundry, that's great, If you ask me to do laundry, so we have to sit down, have serious meeting. When and how. That attitude. Attitude. This chronic disease of cherishing myself, is the cause of giving rise to my unsought suffering. So, day to day life experience, especially when you travel, more you're clinging to yourself, my need, my happiness. More you cling, more worse is going to get, complicated. This thing shouldn't happen. This is my vacation. Why is it happening that, Everybody should be, walk around my happiness, like that. I need to be happy, that's all matter. I need to be happy. Doesn't matter if you're crying or running around or somebody steal your purse or wallet, doesn't matter. I need to be happy, If you cling so tight on that, it's not going to be happy. I have to be happy. I need to be happy. With that kind of attitude, if you go to visit family member, friends, travel, you have no control. You have no control, like, you have hardly control of your mind, how you can control other people's mind, interest, like that. So, that mindset itself is suffering. That mindset, that very mindset, that itself is making your life more miserable, you know. I, all the time, you know, I know, that's most important. This is not smartest way to change yourself. No, this is not the smartest way to change yourself. You know, it's making your life more vulnerable, and, you know, more miserable. So day-to-day life, you know, so you see day-to-day life, you know. As I said, it's nothing is easy, you know. If you can't just give up, oh, it's not easy. It's never going to be easy. We have to put effort. We must try to improve, you know. If you're really seeking happiness, we have to work for happiness. No, happiness not just come, you know. So remember, there's two cartoon. Some of you saw the cartoon. There's two small cartoon. One cartoon that says, you know, cute looking, two cartoon. Cartoon. One is here, levels for, says happiness. Another has no levels, but another little one has had level happiness. Another one then asks him, so, where you find means happiness, you know. He is called happiness. The other cartoons ask, where you find? I'm searching everywhere for it. Where you find? And that little one says, I created. Then no, look, you know, you have to create. If you just look around, run around, that's not how you have find happiness. Happiness is something that needs to be created. So now, currently the force of self-treating minds sometimes, you know, you just say the word, you know, so that happened to me also, you know, that it's going to happen to you. No, we don't think all the time. If we think all the time what we say, we are already enlightened. It's going to happen to you. It's going to, you know, it happened to me, you know, it's going to happen again. But sometimes you think. When you think, something's happening here. Something's not just here, you know. And sometimes you said, oh, did I really say that? Yeah, you already said, you know. Not just that. After that, all the spells that you said, not just that one. You finish all of them, you know. So there's Lamacho Guru Puja partner, the Lamrim partner, Guru Puja. Yeah, sometimes you say, you know, you are kind of surprised. Did I really say that? Yeah. You said all of them. But, you know, nothing here. Sometimes you say, you know, then you think. Then makes sense, you know. That's how the mind is going to change, okay? So with that, I will stop here. So then continue next Wednesday. Then maybe recite maybe seven long medicine Buddha mantra. So then dedicated for, at the moment, dedicated for Khandulas, you know, health, and together with, you know, all the people who have health problems, dedicated for their as a quick recovery.
Okay, the Medicine Buddha Mantra is in the Silver Prayer Book, it's not in the Gold Prayer Book. So they may not know the I don't know what page it's on.
128.
What? The long one, seven times.
If you say count number like seven, but then there's many, many seven, so it's going to be a lot. So you just say seven.
Right.
Yeah, seven, long one.
Okay.
Seven.
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, laugh a slight. Om namo bhagavate pekante guru bhagirya tabarataya tasakasaya
anate samyaktam
buddhaya
Deyata Om Vekante Vekante
Maha Vekante Vekante Raja Samo Vade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vekante Guru Vedyurya Tabarataya Tathakataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Deyata Om Vekante Vekante Maha Vekante Vekante Raja Samo Vade Soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vedyorya tamarasaya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya deyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vedyorya Tabarasaya tathagataya arhate samyaktam buddhaya teyata om bekante bekante maham bekante bekante samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bekante guru vedyurya Tabarasaya tathagataya arhate samyaktam buddhaya teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bekante guru vedyurya Tabarasaya tathagataya arhate samyaktam buddhaya teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bekante guru vedyurya Tabarasaya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante Tata samugate soha. Okay, so this is the dedication?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So now turn to page 2 in the gold prayer book. Turn to page 235. And we'll chant the first two stanzas. Gewadi nu Now turn to page 244 and 245 in the Gold Book. Gandhi Dawe Kowe Shinkandi Tendan Dewa Malu Shungwene Chene Jiwan Tenzing Yasui Shabe Shite Bardu Tenju Jonu Iye Nala Wam Shortu Awa Tare Tembara Sopa Lo San Gewe De Ton Let Pao Sho Shashu Gengyo Lama Sowa De Tup Su Chan Shin Yong Gung Gewe Ten Jing Yong Sewe Kun Su Da Po Tse Chop Sung Kul Wele Mu Chu Du Pa Dok So Tu She Gu
sha ten sho ni me te we te
Thank you and good night.